Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The book of Deuteronomy was written to prepare the Jewish people for their inheriting the land of promise. Hundreds of separate commands and laws are recorded in this great book. God wanted the Israelites to know that temptations, hardships, and troubles awaited them in the land He had promised to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Some of the troubles would come from God's enemies, the Hittites, the Philistines, and other Canaanite tribes. But their greatest problems would come from their own rebellion and disobedience. God gave the following warning through His servant Moses. When you shall beget children, and children's children, and you shall have remained long in the land, and shall corrupt yourselves, and make a graven image, or the likeness of anything, and shall do evil in the sight of the Lord thy God, to promote Him to anger, I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day, that you shall soon utterly perish from off the land, whereunto you go over the Jordan to possess it. You shall not prolong your days upon it, but shall be utterly destroyed. Deuteronomy 4, 25 and 26. Does God mean by this very stern warning that apostasy was inevitable, that the Jews could not avoid turning their backs on God? In other words, were the lives of the Israelites determined, or did they have free choice about how they behaved? You know they had free choice. They could choose to serve God, or they could forget His tender mercies. Joshua would later say to these same people, "If it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Joshua 24, 15. If the conduct of the Israelites had been predetermined, Joshua could not have made the choice to serve God. Our Lord knew how easy it is for men to forget Him. He knew that parents often forget to teach their children. The Israelites would likely be faithful for a few years, but they would soon forget to do God's will. They would corrupt themselves by making graven images. The Jews seem to have been tempted by idolatry during their wandering in the wilderness, and even after they had seen God's goodness in bringing them out of Canaan. Their idolatry would be an offense to God, and it would lead them into other evils. Their behavior would provoke God to anger. God did not threaten His people from anger, but from love. He wanted them to remember His goodness, His law, and the wonderful promises He had made to them. But if they forgot, they would soon perish from off the land God had given them. I do not need to tell you what happened. Almost from the time they set foot on the other side of the flood, they began to rebel against God's commandments. God raised up a series of judges who were diligent to lead the people back to God. He then ordained a great number of prophets whose responsibility it was to remind the Jews what God had done for them. The faithful prophets spent their lives teaching, warning, threatening, and pleading. I urge you to take the time to read any of the Old Testament prophets, either the major prophets or the minor ones. Will you please listen to these words from the 8th century prophet Amos? Amos quotes the Lord as saying, "I have overthrown some of you, as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and you were as a firebrand plucked out of the burning. Yet you have not returned unto me, says the Lord. Therefore, thus I will do unto you, O Israel. Because I will do this unto you, prepare to meet your God, O Israel." Amos 4, 11 and 12. Thank you for listening. May God bless you.